Well, welcome in. I put a list together, in case you're just joining us. So people ask me, because I'm a big horror fan, hey, what movie can I watch to give me a creep this Halloween? So I put together the top 25. Today...
Wait, Ann's got to get the lights. All right, go.
Today is number 15 through 11. Tomorrow I'll have the top 10 for you. So, and by the way, if you've got kids around, some of these clips can be disturbing. So it's probably best that children are not listening. So here we go.
Number 15.
Within this old house live two residents. One of them is John Russell, composer, professor. The other has been dead for over 70 years.
Claire, I'd like to talk to you about the house.
Did you die in this house?
How did you die?
Whatever it is, it's trying desperately to communicate. What is it in that house, Claire? What is it doing? Why is it trying to reach me?
The movie is The Changeling. This was a 1980 movie starring George C. Scott. This is a haunted house film. He wakes up and there's loud banging every morning at the same time. He then will walk into rooms and the water faucets have been turned on. And it happens every single morning, the same thing.
By loud banging, you mean?
Okay,
go ahead. Continue.
So they bring a medium in. And they have a seance. And the medium, you're going to hear, as she's staring off into space, she has a pencil on top of a stack of paper. And she's writing words.
What is your name? Are you the child Cora? Are you the child killed by the cold heart?
No.
What is your name?
Joseph.
Did you die in this house, Joseph? How did you die? Is there someone here you wish to communicate with?
John. Help. 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 John. Help.
What makes this movie really good is the investigation that goes on to find out what happened in the house. They're trying to communicate and tell him something, and it is not only scary, but it's riveting because it's almost like a cop investigating a story. I highly recommend it, especially if you like haunted house movies.
That sounds terrifying. And by the way, I'd like to see that, and a note for everybody else. If you look for it, make sure it's not the 2008 Angelina Jolie movie, The Changeling.
This is the 1980 George C. Scott, and there is a child's wheelchair on the cover. So enjoy.
Number 14.
If it's in a word or it's in a look, you can't get rid of the Babadook. A rumbling sound, then three sharp knocks.
Babadook, duck, duck.
That's when you'll know he's around. You'll see him if you look.
Nothing bad's gonna happen, Sam.
Did he think that about my dad before he died?
He sees things as they are, that one.
I promised to protect you if you promised to protect me.
Oh, my God. Did he hurt anyone?
The boy has significant behavioral problems.
This monster thing has got to stop, all right? It's just a book. It can't hurt you.
Now, The Babadook is a brilliant film because if you like, and it's a monster movie, Babadook is a monster, and you can go and enjoy what's up on the screen, and that's fine. But this movie is a metaphor, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but It is brilliant because of what they did with this thing. And I wish we could all get together after you've seen it and discuss. Gina has seen it at my recommendation, and you loved it, right?
I absolutely loved it. And then once we discussed it, I loved it even more. I still think about it, and I'm ready to watch it again.
So I want to make sure you understand that what you're going to see a monster movie, but there are statements being made. The Babadook is something unique. And the lead actress was in bed one night when the Babadook decided to visit. Pulls the covers off of her. William Friedkin, the director of The Exorcist, stated on his Twitter profile, Psycho, Alien, Diabolique, now The Babadook. I've never seen a more terrifying film. It will scare the hell out of you as it did me. Prominent British film critic Mark Kermode made The Babadook his favorite film of 2014. Comments?
Totally agree. Yeah. Again, first of all, the audio you just played scared the crap out of me, and it really is an excellent movie.
I watched this movie at my boyfriend's house and his mom in the living room, and his mom was like, she's so nice, but she was like, please don't watch that in here, please go to the room, I can't stand.
I don't blame her.
So it was scary.
Number 13.
This is one of my all-time favorite films. I could have so easily put this in the top 10. It's called Black Christmas. Now, the basic setup on this is there's a sorority house, and it's just almost Christmas break. And somebody is calling the house. In the beginning, and this is what is the brilliance of this movie, in the beginning, the caller will simply cuss at them. The most vile, disturbing things you've ever heard. But then there's a twist. He stops cussing, and he starts revealing something about himself, a memory he had from his childhood.
Hello? Hello? Look, who is this?
The calls from this guy are absolutely terrifying. I've never seen anything like it. And one by one, sorority member girls are disappearing. Now, I'm not going to give anything away by telling you this. This was 1974. This movie was the very first one to use this plot point. And it has been copied 100 times, but this was the original to use this plot point.
Hello?
Who is this?
It's Jess.
Miss Bradford, this is Sergeant Nash. Are you the only one in the house?
No. Phil and Barbara are upstairs asleep. Why?
All right. Now, I want you to do exactly what I tell you without asking any questions, okay? No questions. Now, just put the phone back on the hook, walk to the front door, and leave the house.
What's wrong?
Please, Miss Bradford, please just do as I tell you.
Okay.
I'll get Phil and Barb.
No, don't do that, Jess! Jess! The caller is in the house.
The calls are coming from the house.
Jess!
Jess! Get up! And don't go up there!
This is one of my all-time favorite horror films. It is absolutely riveting how great this thing is. And this is funny. It was brilliantly directed by a guy named Bob Clark. You know who that is?
Uh-uh.
That's the same guy that directed A Christmas Story.
No way!
Very same. Guys, I'm telling you this. Now, make sure you don't get the remake. That's complete garbage. Get the original, directed by Bob Clark. I'm telling you, it is fantastic. Right.
Number 12.
It's the night of the senior prom. The Bates High School gym is alive with excitement. Everybody is there. Even Carrie White. The girl no one likes.
We're all sorry about this incident, Cassie.
It's Carrie!
Now, I rewatched this recently. Not that I make a practice of it. The reason this stands up so brilliantly is the acting performance of Sissy Spacek and Piper Laurie as her disturbed mother.
Say it. I didn't see him, Mama!
First scene was intercourse.
And the first scene was intercourse. Mama, I was so scared. I thought I was dying. And the girls, they all laughed at me and threw things at me.
And Mama. Eve was weak. Say it.
No, Mama.
Eve was weak. Say it.
No, Mama.
Say it.
Eve was weak.
And the Lord visited Eve with a curse.
Watching these two actresses bring out some of the best. I mean, it is holding up to this day. It is rivetingly good. And then the moment where Carrie freaks out at the prom, I'm telling you, and don't get the remake. It again is garbage. Waste of film. Waste of my time. The original, because of their acting performance, is some of the very best.
Plus John Travolta.
Oh, yeah, John's in it for 10 seconds.
And by the way, speaking of Carrie, I saw the musical Carrie in downtown L.A. I got to tell you, it was awesome.
Really?
And scary and really well done. I think they're still doing it at the L.A. Theater downtown. Really good.
Number 11.
I think you're making a mistake. I think you really want to talk to me.
Sorry, I have 3 other interviews to do before this party's over.
Yeah, but they're not working on something that'll change the world as we know it.
They say they are.
Yeah, but they're lying.
There is a limit, even to the imagination.
Human teleportation, molecular decimation, breakdown, and reformation is inherently purging.
Where our greatest creations meet our deepest fears.
Something went wrong, Seth. When you went through, something went wrong.
Are about to go beyond that limit.
My 11th recommendation is The Fly. Now, I gotta warn you, this is a David Cronenberg film, and it is grotesque. So if you're creeped out by that kind of stuff, but basically, when he was doing his human deportation, he needed to do a human being, and nobody would volunteer, so he put himself through, where he moves objects from one pod to another. What he didn't realize is there was a fly in the pod. So as the movie progresses, he turns more little bit by little bit into the fly. It is grotesque, but one of the main reasons to go back and re-see this classic is the performance of Jeff Goldblum. He is tremendous in this. And it is so well done. Really, really enjoyable. If you've never seen it, make sure you do it. And if you haven't seen it in a while, it's worth a revisit.
I saw it in the last couple of years, and I always thought it, at this point it would be kind of a joke. It still holds up.
Oh, yeah. It's really good.
Does.
And by the way, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Someone just emailed me. Mark said, the clip of Babadook just made me pee a little.
Tomorrow, it's the top 10. I give you 10 through 6, and then Friday is my top 5. Looking to find a movie that might creep you out for the holidays, so join us at 7:45. As I walk away, I share with you the words of the disturbed caller from Black Christmas. Filthy Billy, I know what you did, Nasty Billy. Agnes, it's me, Billy. Don't tell him what we did. We pause for station identification.
I just peed a little.